Today we're on the Catechism, question 129. I don't know if we've got the 129 up there or not. The question is, what does that little word, amen, express? Amen means, this is sure to be. It is even more sure that God listens to my prayer than I really desire what I pray for. I've got three verses that clarify this a little more. Isaiah 64, 24, if you'd like to turn to that, Isaiah 64, 24. Verses 17 through 25 are pictorially describing the new heavens and the new earth. Here we see the promise to listen to our prayers. Starting with verse 24, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. Another chapter verse that further amplifies this is 2 Corinthians 1:20. Paul here is sharing that all of God's promises of what the Messiah would be like are fulfilled through Christ. Verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. And then lastly, let's look at 2 Timothy 2:13. 2 Timothy 2:13. Jesus is faithful. He will stand by our side even when we have endured so much that we seem to even have no faith left. On verse 13, if we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. So let's close our time in prayer here on faith. Father God, we come to You through Jesus Christ, our Savior, Your Son. Thank You for answering our prayers when we call upon You. Thank You for listening. May our faithfulness anchor to these promises. In Christ we pray, this is sure to be. Amen.